Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've spent this episode talking about the digital divide, what it is, and why it matters. But now I want to get even more specific and see how all this is affecting real communities.
Yeah, I think what's so interesting here is that the digital divide isn't like this one-size-fits-all issue. It really shows up differently in different places.
Right.
Like, for example, in rural Nevada, one school experienced an internet outage just 3 days into the school year.
Oh, wow.
Teachers couldn't even take attendance or access their lesson plans.
Wow.
Which, you know, that just shows how vital, reliable internet is for, like, the most basic school functions.
It really is a good reminder that in areas with limited infrastructure, those disruptions can happen so easily. And it's not just rural areas, right?
Yeah.
I imagine even in big cities, there are pockets where people are struggling to get online.
Oh, absolutely. Even in a major city like Baltimore, you know, they have miles and miles of fiber optic cables, but you still have communities that struggle to get even a basic internet signal.
Wow.
So you have these big overarching issues of affordability and infrastructure, but then you also have these really specific localized challenges. It's like this puzzle with multiple layers.
It is. And the solutions are probably just as multi-layered, right? There's no magic bullet that's going to fix everything for everyone.
Nope.
So let's talk solutions. What are some of the approaches that are actually being used to bridge the digital divide in these different communities?
Well, one approach that's gaining a lot of traction is community-owned and operated broadband networks. So we're seeing this in cities and towns all over the country where residents and local governments are coming together to build their own internet infrastructure.
It's like they're taking matters into their own hands.
Exactly.
That's really amazing. But I imagine that comes with its own set of hurdles, right?
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about funding and expertise.
Yeah.
It's not easy to build your own internet network from scratch.
Oh, it's definitely a huge undertaking. It takes a lot of time, money, and resources to pull this off.
Right.
But the payoff can be huge because community-owned networks, they can offer more affordable internet, better customer service, and they're more focused on the needs of that specific community.
Right, because they're literally built by the community for the community.
Exactly.
That's such a great example of how, you know, empowering communities can lead to really innovative solutions. What other creative solutions are out there?
Well, another interesting trend is using mobile devices to bridge the gap. In lots of places, especially developing countries where traditional broadband is limited, smartphones are kind of becoming the main way people are accessing the internet.
And that's amazing to me how much access you can get from just a simple smartphone.
Right.
But I imagine that comes with its downsides too. Smaller screens, you have those data caps, and even just the learning curve of figuring out how to use a smartphone effectively. Mm-hmm. Those are all barriers too, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's not a perfect solution by any means, but it's definitely a step in the right direction. And it's pushing developers to create, you know, more mobile-friendly resources, things like educational resources, healthcare apps, you know, even job training programs.
So it's about adapting to the reality on the ground and finding creative ways to use the technology that we have to connect people where they are.
Exactly. And it's also about recognizing that, you know, closing the digital divide isn't just about providing access. It's about creating a culture of digital inclusion.
What do you mean by that? What does a culture of digital inclusion even look like?
Well, it's about making sure that everyone feels welcome and empowered to participate in the digital world.
Yeah.
You know, no matter their age, their income, their background, or their technical skills, it's about creating online spaces that are accessible, that are safe, and that are relevant to a variety of different communities.
So making the internet a truly democratic space where everyone has a voice and an equal opportunity to connect and learn and contribute.
Yes, exactly. And that's why this conversation we're having right now is so important. You know, just by talking about it, by shining a light on the digital divide, I think that helps raise awareness. It sparks these important dialogues, and hopefully it inspires action.
It's been an incredible deep dive. We've covered so much. But I think the biggest takeaway for our listeners is this. The digital divide is a really complex, multifaceted issue that we really need to be paying attention to.
Yeah. You know, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it's not just about technology. This is about people.
Yeah.
It's about making sure that everyone has an equal opportunity to thrive in a world that's increasingly reliant on this digital access.
So where do we go from here?
Mm-hmm.
What can our listeners do to actually make a difference?
Well, first off, I think it's important to learn more about the digital divide in your own community.
Mm.
There are tons of resources available online through local organizations. And, you know, just by talking to people, you can really start to understand the challenges that folks are facing.
And then
and then get involved. Support organizations that are working to expand internet access and digital literacy. And that could look like, you know, volunteering your time, donating to a cause that you care about, or even just talking about it with friends and family to help spread the word.
You know, even just sharing this deep dive with your friends and family, I think, can help raise awareness.
Absolutely. And don't underestimate the power of your own voice. You know, advocate for policies that promote digital equity. Contact your elected officials, go to those community meetings, and just make sure that the issue of digital inclusion stays front and center.
Because bridging this gap is not just the responsibility of governments and big corporations. This is a collective effort. It requires all of us working together to create a more equitable and a more connected world.
You know, we started this deep dive talking about the irony of discussing this on a platform that requires internet access to even work. But I think that just highlights how urgent this problem really is. We need to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to participate in these conversations, to access information and resources online, and to shape the digital future that we're all creating together.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up our deep dive today, we want to leave you with this. The digital divide is a solvable problem. It's going to take investment. It's going to take innovation. And it's going to take a real commitment to leaving no one behind. But I think the most important thing is that we all recognize that access to the internet is no longer a luxury. It's a fundamental human right that's essential for full participation in the world today. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you'll continue to explore this issue and think about how you can help bridge the gap.